103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, I wasn't even trying to make drama for the show. It just came to me.
Somehow it just happened.
Because I went to a birthday party yesterday.
Yeah.
It was a joint birthday party.
Okay.
And for two kids.
Oh, different. Okay.
They're cousins.
Oh, it was a duo.
See,
I've been to different kind of birthday parties.
Stop it.
I'm joking.
A joint birthday party.
Yeah.
You're funny. And it was for two little girls.
Okay.
Turning three.
Cousins, right?
Cousins. So my friend.
Three.
Aww, my friend Callie, her daughter Sloan, and then her sister Catherine, her daughter Ada.
Bet.
It was for Sloan and Ada, the cutest little things you've ever seen.
Right.
And they had rented out, I'll just say it, I don't care, Kids in Motion on Greenfield Avenue.
That place is cool.
In New Berlin, yeah. I used to take my kids there when they were little and we needed to screw the day away.
It's a nice little place for the youngins
to go. It's a play place.
Yep.
So they had rented this out for a couple hours.
Bet.
And yesterday morning, my kids were very excited to go to this party where we had the whole place to ourselves with the other kids. And on the way, I said, we have to stop at Target. I want to get a gift card for Sloan. We got to get Sloaney Pants a little gift card.
Sloaney
I call
pants.
Her Sloaney Pants. And so we went into Target, got a gift card.
Because
they
one.
Had said, we are not opening presents at the party, which thank you for that.
I bet.
Hallelujah.
I like that new wave. I do like that new wave of not opening presents in front of people.
When you're in a place out, you got 75 people, you don't want
to
open
gifts.
Nobody needs that. Just let the kids play.
For real.
And give them cake. So as the party's winding down, I'm talking to Callie's sister. And I'm like, oh, you know, how's Ada? How's the new baby you just had? And we're talking about presents. And I went, I only bought one gift. And there's two kids having a birthday. And it's not, I'm closer with one of the girls.
Sloaney Pants. The one with the nickname.
I'm closer with Sloaney Pants. But I know Catherine's Callie's sister. I know her well. I don't spend a lot of time with her kids, but.
You know her,
I'm
right.
Like, oh, I just came to a joint party and I brought a gift for one
Only
kid.
Only one of the people celebrating.
Didn't even occur to me.
And their kids at that.
And of course, Catherine, the mom's like, you didn't need to bring a gift for my daughter too. And I go, no, this was tacky.
Yeah.
And as I'm saying that, her cousin, adult cousin, is sitting next to me and she goes, I brought one for each kid.
Okay, peanut gallery. You weren't even in the conversation.
I said, really, Karen? Her name's Karen.
Okay, Karen.
Cousin Karen. I said, really, Karen?
You had to chime in at this
Pipe
moment.
Down.
Ain't said nothing all day. All of a sudden, you decide to say something.
And then everybody next to me, I brought both kids a gift. But I didn't put a name on them. So just so you know, there's one in there for Sloan and there's one in there for Ada. And I'm just mortified. Because now I'm sitting there going, I got one gift for one kid.
Now the PA announcer goes, did everybody bring a gift for both children? If not, raise your hand.
It's so true.
Allie, raise your hand.
I never thought about it because I never really went to a joint party like that where I'm closer with one kid.
Not the other.
But I do know the other and I know, come on, I know him.
I feel like you just weren't thinking about it,
man. I wasn't thinking. I felt like a jerk.
You were probably running late, let's be honest. A little bit. A little bit.
For once. But it was daylight saving.
Yeah, okay.
We were there on a decent time.
A decent time.
Daylight saving put us a little back, but no. But
I feel like you might have just been running behind.
I felt like a jerk.
Got to go in. Weren't thinking about it.
I really didn't think about it till the party was almost over.
Ooh.
I mean, that's kind of ugh.
You had time, and you could have definitely popped out for a second, go to the nearest Walmart or something, Walgreens, another gift card.
It's right next to Speedway. They have gift cards.
They got gift cards.
I was like,
for everything. Get a little Amazon gift card.
Okay, so I went to a joint birthday party for two kids, and I only brought a gift for one kid.
Big yikes.
2 3-year-olds. Am I the jerk? And I know both parents. I know the kids. I'm
right.
Closer. I'm really good friends with one of the parents.
That's not.
But that doesn't mean I don't know the other. I know her sister fairly well, I feel like. I feel like I could call her sister, and it wouldn't be weird if I needed something.
If you needed something.
So I think it's weird that I didn't.
I
felt like a jerk, which is why
nice.
I went. Part of me is like, you're a jerk. And then the other part of me is like, but you're really close with one of the moms and not the other.
You still showed up. to support both of the birthdays.
Yeah. I showed up and ate the food and the cake or whatever, and then I left.
They're 3 years old, though. At the end of the day,
they don't know.
They don't care. It's the parents, and the parent already said that, no, you're not the jerk, because she said you didn't need to bring her kid
in. She was looking me in the face. Of course she's going to go, no biggie, don't worry.
Did her voice get really high? No, you're not the jerk.
It should have.
Because if her voice got high, that's a telltale. You're definitely the jerk.
Somebody said you can text a gift card to her. I didn't ask for advice. I asked if I was the jerk. It's already too late.
I'm going to say no. You wasn't the jerk. You still brought a present. It wasn't for the both the kids, but you still showed up. You said happy birthday. You had a good time. And yeah, I'm going to say not the jerk.
Somebody
I got
said,
you.
I don't think you're a jerk. Thank you, but definitely a little bogus. Honestly, the second I thought about it, I thought I'm a jerk. I'm being genuinely I should have brought a gift for both.
You might be the jerk.
But one invited. Well, I don't know.
We don't get to decide this. I'm saying you're not. One invited you, the other didn't.
I got a you gift brought for the gift. One who sent me the invite.
There you go.
Even though they were both on the Evite.
Oh, dang it.
Okay, 414-533-1037. You know, I shouldn't have asked. Now everybody's saying you're the jerk. I don't have time for this anymore.
Are we an accidental jerk?
No, an accidental jerk. Am I the jerk for only bringing one gift to a joint party with two kids and writing Sloan on the card, meaning it's just for one?
Only one.
I didn't take a gift card and leave it there for both.
Don't you dare touch that bag.
Oh, no.
Unless your name is Sloney Pants.
Sloney Pants?
We'll take your calls next.
Thank you.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I was asking if I was the jerk because I went to a joint kids' birthday party, 2 3-year-olds, and I only got a gift for one. Didn't even occur to me I should have showed up with two gifts because they were sisters throwing parties for their daughters.
Kids.
And even though I know both sisters, I'm closer with one.
Which
is
understandable.
There's one that I talk to all the time and one I just talk to when I see her.
Right.
I feel like I know
her. Hey, how are you? You don't not know their names or not know their kids' names.
I've been out with both.
With both of them.
At extracurricular activities, at dinners and stuff.
Yeah, you've kicked it with both, even though you've kicked it with one more.
So I showed up with one gift, not two, and then realized, wait, there are two kids having a birthday. I felt so dumb. And whoever texted in and said I'm a jerk for buying a 3-year-old a gift card, nope. And let me tell you why.
You know this for the present.
I'm a parent.
That's the parent.
I'm a parent. I've already been down this road, and I talked to her mom and said, did you want me to bring a present or a gift card? You can make an activity and then they go pick it out.
Do something.
Because you end up with all this crap you don't need.
And you end up with doubles of a whole bunch of stuff that you don't even want.
So I'm sticking to the gift card and I'll die on that hill. Let's start with Allie and Tosa this morning. Good morning, Allie.
Morning, Allie and ZZ.
Hey, morning.
So am I the jerk for going to a joint kids' birthday party and only bringing one gift and specifically for one of the two and writing the name on the gift?
Stand on business, Allie.
God.
Talk to Allie.
Girl, I'm sorry you are the jerk. I have twin boys.
Bonnie. I know, right? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wait, she got twin boys.
I have twin boys and their younger sister's birthday is 2 weeks before theirs.
Okay. Oof.
So quite often I throw a joint party for all the kids.
All three.
But what I kind of think your friend's a jerk too, because I'm sorry when it's joint birthday party, you say no gifts necessary, especially with that damn many people.
Yeah.
Like, that's not necessary.
Well, they did tell people, and they said we're not opening gifts at the party, which I actually appreciated.
Yeah, but no gifts necessary when you're throwing a joint party.
Sure.
But if it isn't on there, then you do need to get something small for each of the kids.
Shoot.
You know, you can do something a little bit bigger for the one that you know better, but...
Uh-huh. But you still got to bring a little something.
Yeah. If you're bringing a gift card, you got to do equal amounts, too.
I should have. I screwed up.
I mean, Allie's not wrong.
I'm a jerk. This is why I felt icky inside when it occurred to me that I had only brought one gift to the party yesterday. And somebody did text in and say, who invited you? Did you know it was a double birthday? If one invited you and you took the gift card to her child, then you're not a jerk. If both invited you, then you're the jerk. Okay, well, it was an Evite.
Answer the question, Allie.
Well, Callie invited me.
One invited you. We're having a party for both. Don't deflect.
That was it. So, like, I guess they
one,
both...
One did invite you, but their info was for both of them.
And on the... Yes.
It was on the Evite, so you did know it was a joint birthday party before you even pulled up.
I just kind of pulled up like it was for one, even though it was for even two. And I knew it was for two the whole time.
And this is why Allie and Tosa is saying you are the jerk.
Damn it, Allie. Goodbye. I'm just kidding.
I appreciate your call. I love you, too.
I appreciate your honesty, because this is why I felt like a jerk at the end. It just didn't occur to me.
I hear it.
It just didn't occur to me, and then I felt like a bigger jerk.
Right, because it didn't occur to me.
Hello, Allie. Not you, me.
Have a great day, Allie. Bye.
Bye.
Not you, me.
Not that Allie. That got confusing for a little second. Beth is in St. Francis. Beth, good morning. Am I the jerk for going to a joint kids' birthday party and only taking a gift to one?
Talk to us. What you think?
Hey, Allie and BB.
Morning.
I say you're not the jerk, and I got a couple reasons here.
Okay. Hold you down.
I'm writing them down so I can fight my cause. Go on. Yes.
First reason, you may be a little absent-minded.
Fair.
You did not do it intentionally.
No.
Right.
No, but I was horrified when I realized it at the end.
Yeah, it's not like you walked in there and, you know, walked in and bought a card and thought, oh, forget the other kid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
You weren't flaunting it.
Exactly. Second of all, only one parent invited you. You have to understand, when you're holding a joint birthday party where they are not siblings, the parents invite different people. Now, if you would have gotten an invite from both parents.
But it's an Evite with both on there. Everybody's on there. They just sent it to their friends, and it's one Evite for everyone.
And you know they're sisters, so they went through the list.
They went through the list.
Okay. Oh, hold on. I'm not done arguing my case.
Excuse me.
Talk to us.
Okay, but they have different friend groups.
True. She's not wrong.
That's correct.
You cannot expect everybody to bring a present for each kid, because some of the friends don't know the other kid.
That's true. Mm. See, but Allie does know both sisters.
I know both. That's what makes it icky. She's
hung out with both.
Even though I'm closer with one, like I feel like I know her.
You're friends with both.
Yeah.
Even though only one sent you the invite, you're still friends with both.
You know what? Was she going to say not the jerk?
She did say not the jerk.
So
no.
Then stop trying to change it, DZ.
Oh, my bad.
You know what? Forget you. We're good.
You're not gonna change my mind. I used to hold joint birthday parties for my girls.
There are people
that came from one of my daughters and people that came from my other daughter. Some brought presents for one, some brought presents for the other.
Hey, we're split.
I was never upset.
Yeah. Beth is holding you down.
Beth, I appreciate
you. We appreciate you, Beth.
Not the jerk. Thank you for calling, girlfriend.
Have a great day.
See you later.
Have a good day.
Bye. All right.
Last but not least, Hannah's in Milwaukee. We have got to get to the tiebreaker. Hannah.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm scared. Am I the jerk? I only brought one gift to a joint birthday party.
One word answer only. Jerk or not the jerk?
Not the jerk.
That's a two-word answer. Dang it.
I knew it. No, quickly tell us why I'm not the jerk today.
I mean, pretty much everything the previous caller said, but like just one last thing, like, it's not like they probably went home after the party and was like, oh, who got you gifts and didn't get us gifts?
How do you know?
There were 75 people there.
Sure.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But, yeah. Like,
we'd hope
if you would have never said
pockets.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
known.
If they would have never said anything, like, who knows if they would have even noticed,
sure.
You know?
Sure.
It's not like, yeah, it's not, and the question is, like, isn't, like, do I feel like a jerk? The question is, who's the jerk? And
sure.
So...
You're right. You're not the jerk.
So
but everybody likes to say, because I have a conscience about it, that makes me not the jerk. But you're right. It's not that whether or not you feel bad about it.
Sure.
It's the moral dilemma. Am I the jerk?
Whether I feel bad or not,
am I the jerk?
And today it works out in the way I didn't see coming, y'all. Not the jerk.
Thank you so much. Hannah, I love your opinion.
Yeah.
We appreciate your call. Have a great day.
Love you guys.
We love you back. Bye.